I read a story one time that's may fit in good right here. A farmer caught a crow and he tied him. And he said, I'll teach the other crows a lesson. So he tied the old crow and by a leg with a string, and the poor old thing like starved to death. He's so weak he could hardly walk around. That's why some of these organizations and churches has tied the people down. Just can't, well, this is all the fun you can go. Days of miracles is past you. You're just tired, that's all. There ain't no such thing as the Holy Ghost. He don't speak in tongues like he used to. He's God. He's just the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 58. Living in all the churches. We'll get to it after the setting of this morning. He's God that lives in every church age. He will live in every church age and live in his people for eternity. For we have now within us eternal life. So this denomination had tied him down. See? Well, the days of miracles is past. There's no such a thing as divine healing. A poor old fellow hobbled on till he was so poor he could hardly walk. And one day there was a good man come by. And he said, you know, that poor old crow, I feel so sorry for him. After all, he might be getting his corn, but that's the only way he makes a living. He's got to have something to eat. So he didn't know any difference. He's just out there getting corn. So he stuck his knife and cut the old crow loose. And you know, here come the other crows come over and said, come on, Johnny Crow, let's go south. Cold weather's coming. You know what? That crow would just go as far as he could go out there. He said, I can't do it. It's not far enough in the state. We just can't do it, see? He had been tied so long until he thought he was still tied. And that's with a lot of people. You're tied down with creeds and denominations from the old mother prostitute back there telling you that Jesus Christ isn't the same. There's no such a thing as healing. There's no baptism of the Holy Ghost. There's none of this stuff like that. Trying to tell you that you've been tied so long till you still think you're tied. The good man Christ gave his blood that he might wash us and loose us from our sin. Amen. What is sin? I'll ask anybody to tell me what is sin. Sin is unbelief. That's right. He that believeth not is condemned already. And your sin is your only thing that keeps you from being free is because God cuts you loose from your unbelief, but you're so bound with creeds till you still think you're tied to starving to death. He's hobbling around. I'm Presbyterian. I'm Methodist. I'm Baptist. They tell me I'm Church of Christ. The days of miracles is past. And know that's the you poor star crow. Why don't you come along this morning? Why don't you fly away? Hallelujah. Rise up with the wings of the morning and fly away to the self righteousness with healing on your wings. Amen. That's it, brother, sister. Oh, he who the Son has cut free is free indeed. Yes, sir. Well, my pastor, nothing about that. The Bible said you're free. That's right, you're free. My church, well, get cut loose, has washed us and loosed us from our denominations in his own blood. And it's made us free so we can think for ourselves and do for ourselves and talk for ourselves and act for ourselves. Well, if I went back and told the pastor I had to be rebaptized, he would, what about you're free? This is a revelation. All right, you're free. If you've been sprinkled with a little salt shake like this in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, there's a pool sitting here ready to swirl with water in it. See? Yes, sir. It's not right. So you're not bound anymore. You're free, but maybe you don't know it. But let me tell you this morning, the Bible said he loosed us from our sins, our unbelief, that we might receive the revelation of Christ.
Amen.
Go away free. Have to take what any church says about it. Take what God said about it. Here's his revelation revealing who he is.